T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
What Thanksgiving food that everybody loves do you hate? Tim, what is it?
Green bean casserole.
Oh, I'm with you, brother.
Oh, that's delicious.
Love. Oh, I can't stand it.
With the extra French fried onions on the top.
Yeah, girl.
Ooh, yes.
You should just come to our house.
No thanks.
Davey, green bean casserole?
Not my favorite.
You're out.
Yeah, not my favorite. I usually, to be nice, if I'm at a family member's house, I'll scoop up a little bit.
No.
That's kind of, yeah.
You know, I've never met anyone that actually likes candied yams.
I love them. No, I love them.
Oh,
really?
Really?
I do like those.
I love them. I don't know. Thank you, Tim. I don't know that green bean casserole classifies as something that everybody loves. I think people are split on green bean casserole.
I think so, too. I think you're right.
See, I was going to say oyster stuffing, but I think people are split on oyster stuffing.
I think it's a 50-50 as well.
Yep.
Now, stuffing in general?
Yes. Stuffing's delicious.
No, yes. No thanks.
Yeah, you're out on stuffing, aren't you?
Really?
I don't like onions. There was just chunks of onions.
You don't have to have onions.
No, I know. You can do stuffing without it, but, you know, I like the flavor of onions. I just don't want to, I don't like the texture of onions. I don't like chewing on them.
Okay.
I don't like them.
His special onions where, like, his wife, like, sweats the onion and then takes the onion out and uses that as a base.
Angie Morales, you may be just the most deliciously crazy person I know. Because you are. No, it totally is, and you know it is.
I really can't stand turkey.
Oh.
What's wrong with you?
Gross. And people always tell me, well, maybe you just had a dry turkey. No, I just don't like turkey. It's gross. It tastes like a metal dead bird. I don't know. I just hate it.
Well, you're right. It is a dead bird.
Are you total vegan?
Now I am, yeah.
Like no animal products whatsoever?
Yeah, no animal products whatsoever. However, I have hated turkey since I was a child.
Even turkey skin? what about pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin pie, I'm so about it. I don't even understand what Kayla's deal is that she doesn't like pumpkin pie.
I hate pumpkin. It stinks in this room right now.
Yeah, it's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you're so dramatic. It's funny. Because she's sitting there holding her nose. Ew, it's so bad.
I was trying to disguise it. So, like, I'm like, I keep touching my nose. Like, hopefully Chet won't notice now.
So
but
carded.
I can't breathe.
You're so
carded. Do you like sweet potato pie? Do you like sweet potato pie?
No, I don't like sweet potatoes. Because they.
Well, this could be a problem.
You?
She's got a problem with tubers. I don't know. Is that a tumor?
Well, you're the best. If we don't see you, happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, you will. That sounds crazy. I will. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, problem child. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, real quick, may I say this? That's not a big enough slice.
No, make that's fair, so massive.
Make her eat a real piece of
Davey,
pie.
Isn't this a fair slice? I cut her a grandma slice.
It's fair. It's a sliver.
This is the size of pie. When you cut one for your grandma.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she is our grandma.
True.
What's the point of doing it if you're not going to make her suffer?
What's through your mind?
What's
in your mind right now?
Because I can smell it, so immediately, like, everything is heightened for me. All my senses are heightened.
Yeah, but it smells like...
Like pumpkin puree.
Like cinnamon.
Yeah.
Oh, I
Which,
hate
by the
pumpkin.
Way, I told you last week, it's not even real pumpkin. It's squash.
Okay, well, isn't a pumpkin a squash?
Because the government...
Or squash is pumpkin?
...says they're the same. So most pumpkin pies aren't even really pumpkin.
Correct.
All right.
And it's just lovely sugar and nutmeg and whatnot.
All right, I got it. I can overcome
You have to
this.
Eat the whole thing, not one bite.
Do I? Okay.
The whole piece of pie. Stop it.
Okay, now you realize the chances of her... zooking on the...
Well, then you know what? Then we've got a payoff, don't we?
Hey, you know which way, Kayla, to aim.
if got my that. Trash can right here. Oh, so. No,
hit the trash can to prove it. I'm kidding.
No. You're not going to barf on the air. Okay. Ready?
Yeah, I need some Cool Whip on that bad boy.
Not Ready Cool Whip. Ready Whip.
Ready Whip. Sorry.
Extra creamy, made with real cream.
I love Ready Whip.
Me too.
Love this song. Oh, that's Oh. Yeah.
Oh. You gotta turn it tilt down. It. Just you gotta, have to tilt it.
Nope, just got
to
whip it.
Right.
Ask your mom, kids.
Now he's high.
Not yet.
Okay.
Wait until the break.
So I just down it? Do I just pick it up with my hand? I don't
if you
know.
Want to. I gave you a fork.
Or, you know.
I know, but
that's going to be two bites for you.
What's really? Interesting about pumpkin pie is you eat it just like everything else.
Okay.
Huh?
Well, she's like, what do I do with it?
You can do it.
Pick it up?
No, it's easy. It's sweet, lovely goodness.
Yeah, it's good.
Tender crust. She's eating it. She's got it in her mouth.
So good.
Can you do it? Nope. Gagging.
Come on.
Nope. It's not happening.
Oh, you're gotta nope. be kidding.
It's coming back. No, spit it out. Spit it out.
Don't spit it out.
Spit it out. Oh. Spit it out.
Make her spit swallow it, out.
What kind of bully are you?
It's pumpkin pie.
I know. No, I'm. You get it. I get it. I just wanted to see if we could do it.
Good morning. Good. Hear anything you've missed or anything you want to hear again on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
All right. Last week, if you recall, there were some friends of Kayla's that were in a dilemma. The short version of the story was just that one of your friends that's doing pretty well for herself,
Cammy,
got hit up by the other folks who are trying to have a baby, and they're coming back around on a second round of IVF. That stuff's expensive, and they're out of money. They've already gotten loans. They've already tapped out everybody available, and they know that Cammy, that she's got some cash. And so they were hitting her up, right?
And it wasn't like a small amount. They were hitting her up for like $6,000. And the problem with that is Jeff and Bree aren't really reliable when it comes back. Like, they're not just good. They're not good with money. That's the whole thing. So she's scared that if it falls through, because this is the second time they'll be doing IVF, she's scared that if it like falls through and they don't actually get pregnant again, how can you go to your friends that didn't get pregnant and go, hey, by the way, can I get that $6,000 back now? Like...
Yeah, they don't want to give that money back. And then the discussion went into, you know, if you're going to loan money to friends like that, you just got to almost give it.
Yeah, and
not expect to get it back.
Well, and then is there just a little bit of them that goes, well, we didn't get the baby. You know, I'm not giving that money back.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't put it past him.
So.
Yuck. So there's a continuance to that. And Spence has the email.
Yeah, Centennial Toyota text line on the heels of that. Someone wrote, speaking of loaning friends things, I loaned my friend a car and I've never seen it again. She essentially stole it. Now, we were going to give it away. We were going to get rid of it anyway. Honestly, the only thing I can do is report it stolen. And I don't want to do that because she has two little kids, but she stole my car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially.
She loaned it to her and then she left the state. She'd never see her car again.
Oh my God.
Oh, for real.
That's funny.
So it got us thinking, what did you loan out that you never got back? I'm not a loan out guy. I mean, I guess I am. But not on a long term. I'd go get it.
Yeah, I don't let people forget.
Yeah, and I'm kind of when are you going to bring that back?
I did find, when I was in high school, I found that we were the Nevada Union Miners, not with an O, with an E, because it's gold country. They mined. And I found somehow in some storage thing, a flannel, old school miners baseball jersey, gray flannel, blue stripes with the miners across the, you know, and sewn on, not printed, you know,
okay.
Legit. And Kelly McLaughlin, my girlfriend, I let her borrow it because she was cold. And I never saw the jersey again.
Oh,
I
no.
loaned it to her. I was being chivalrous and let her borrow it. And I never got it back.
Did she know she was your girlfriend?
It was such an awesome jersey.
Oh. But
did she know she was your girlfriend?
Yeah,
what was that relationship?
Yeah. I had girlfriends in high school.
You know? Oh, no, I'm sure.
Oh,
no,
we
were dating.
I have a similar story, but I feel like I'm the bad person in this. Just speaking of my friend Liz, she had a dress that I loved to borrow, and I had it at my house after one night.
Yeah,
and
you
she
are
kept...
the. I can see where this is going.
Yeah.
You are the, just so you know. So there's no two ways about. Yeah, you may very well be the bad person in this.
Well, the worst part was that she kept asking for it back, and I'm like, oh, and I'd play dumb, and I'm like, oh, I just forgot it at the house, and I kept saying that until she forgot that I had it.
You're the.
Oh,
Kelly and Biff, or who are they? Jeff and Bree.
Oh, no.
You're the Jeff and Bree.
It was a dress. It's not a $6,000 loan.
Of
but
your friend.
Yeah, it was a pretty expensive dress, too.
She loaned you the dress, and you never gave it back.
Oh, I'm such a bad human being. Oh, no. I'm going to have to call her now and apologize.
And she's blushing.
I know.
Kayla never blushes. Kayla never blushes on the show. She's blushing right now.
Oh, I feel so bad now just thinking about it, because I really do. It's been like... God, it's been like 9 years, but dear Lord, I still own the dress, which is funny.
You still have it?
Yeah.
You still have it? Oh, I was going to ask.
That's funny.
Hey, I was going through some stuff after I moved.
I forgot to give you back your dress. No. I feel awful about it.
Sorry.
I've got a good one, too.
What? That you kept or that they borrowed
that they,
to give you
that
back?
They still have, supposedly. So,
hold on to it.
Okay, you got it.
702-364-9898. What did you loan out that you never saw again?
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Davey the Show Killer. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So on the heels of talking about Kayla's friends who were trying to borrow money from another one of their friends for IVF, and they're not great with their money, and not for nothing, they kind of got into, you know, they've kind of gotten into a spot here where they need to borrow against a friend after they've already exhausted every other option. They're not great with money. You know what I mean? It's just, ugh.
Right.
It's a rough spot, but how do you say no to somebody when they're desperate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they really want to have children. And there were a number of other, that's not the topic right now. Cause we could get into it. Well, you can adopt and you know, and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But on the heels of that, then on the text line.
Yeah, we got this message from somebody who wrote, speaking of loaning friends things, I loaned my friend a car and I've never seen it again. Basically, she let a friend borrow a car and all she could really do is report it stolen. Apparently, she's left the state and she doesn't want to call it in stolen because, you know, the woman has two little kids. But basically, she stole my car.
Yeah.
I had somebody that I was letting live with me before I met Amy. And so they drove my Jeep. I love my Jeep. And it was all well and good. And I didn't say much about it because they needed a way to get around. They were working and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, but until I heard them refer to that as my car, you know what I mean? Talking about my Jeep as being theirs.
Belonging to them.
Yeah. So you said something, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So what did you loan out that you just never got back? It's an epidemic, kid. Stephanie, what'd you loan out that you never got back?
My car.
How does this happen? Yeah. Who did you loan your car to?
Well, we were like at a family gathering, right? And one of our family member had moved from Cali, so they didn't really have a way to move around, and I barely had gotten a car, and I wanted to sell the other one. But then, you know, we were eating and they were like saying, oh, yeah, we don't have a car and all this. So then my mom looks at me like, well, you got an extra car. I was like, no, but at the end, my mom just was like, let them borrow the car. What's the worst that could happen? And I haven't even gotten the car. And then a couple of days, I went and passed by their house and they're selling the car. But I'm like, how can they sell it if I have everything?
Oh, they can't. Oh my God, that's awful.
Did they think that you had given them the car?
I mean, I told them until you guys, you know, get a job and all this, you guys can borrow the car. But I mean, it seems like they think that is their car now, and since they're trying to sell it.
Oh, this is still happening right now. This is
it's still happening now. Uh-huh.
How much do they want for it? No, I'm just kidding.
they haven't put a price on it. I tried looking at it, too.
How?
They can't sell it.
It's not legal. Yeah.
It doesn't belong to them.
Yeah, because that never happens.
I took a picture, too, and sent it to my mom. Like, seems like you're going to be owing me a car or that money.
Right? Because your mom got you into that. She needs to get you out of it.
Right?
You're right.
Wow, that's a great story. Thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome.
Borrowed the car. They're trying to sell it.
They put up the sell.
Dude. Funny. Our boy Jesse, the show filler. How are you?
I'm good, Mr. Ted. How are we doing this morning?
Doing very, very well. What did you loan out that you never got back?
Man, it's something way more valuable than a car, okay? My 1995 condition Mike Tyson's punch out on regular Nintendo. Never got it back.
Oh, be so mad.
Devastated. Is that person that has it still in a
D'Angelo?
Place?
D'Angelo? Yes, he still lives in Las Vegas. I see you, D'Angelo, on Facebook, posting your collection. Third stack, Mike Tyson's punch out right there.
Why can't you just go get it back?
Oh, I guess I probably could.
You probably could. Okay. Now he's on notice. But yeah, he's not going to give it back till you go get it back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny. That's funny though. This is just so random. Camila, what did you loan out that you never got back?
I loaned out my Tim Burton Nightmare Before Christmas VHS tape. I've seen it, of course, but I had never seen it off that tape.
Right.
My mom got me that. So I had a friend who'd never seen Nightmare Before Christmas. And I should have not trusted them right then and there. If they haven't seen Nightmare Before Christmas, I shouldn't trust you.
Yeah, that's not somebody
So I lent it out to them because they had a VHS. Oh, my God, I haven't had a VHS for years. So they had one, and she's never given it back, ever.
Girl, if you end up getting that back, I will give you one of the VHS players that I have in my house. I actually went out and bought a couple when they were discontinuing them. So,
well, if you happen to come across one, it has my name and a little address label on it.
on your Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yes, because I wanted it back. And, hey, if you want a Nevada Union Miner shirt, you just contact me because I went there for high school and I have so many shirts still.
Are you really?
Yeah.
On a hill beneath waving pine trees. Yeah.
Oh, no. Yep. Keep going. No,
in the world. Most beautiful stadium in the world.
Oh, high school football stadium. Most beautiful football stadium. High school football stadium.
Oh, really?
It really is.
The
beautiful
stadium
pine
is.
Pine trees.
Yeah. Pine trees just surround. And it's about a 4,000 seat stadium.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's gorgeous.
You grew up in Grass Valley, California.
Oh, my God. We only moved down here 6 months ago. My girls are minors.
All my family
yes,
lives up there still.
We came down here because we won the national championship for cheer. We came and visited, and we're like, we love it here. So we moved.
That's the greatest story ever.
That's awesome.
And let me guess, Camila, that your Nightmare Before Christmas VHS tape is still back in Grass Valley.
It is. It's still back there. We had to leave without it.
Which, by the way, VHS in Grass Valley totally makes sense.
Oh, yeah. You're right there. Yeah.
Hey, will you do me a favor? Will you leave your email address with Showkiller? Because it's so rare you find somebody from Grass Valley, Nevada City. That's awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Here's my thought. Can we go next week with Jesse the Show fella and go over to D'Angelo's house and get his Mike Tyson Nintendo back? And is it possible, maybe the next time that you go?
Over the holidays, I will go to that person's house and I will not come back without a Nightmare Before Christmas.
Well, Camila, are you going back to Grass Valley for the holidays?
I am. I'm leaving on Tuesday.
I think you too. Oh, you're going for Thanksgiving. Are you going to go for Christmas?
I'm going for Thanksgiving, yeah, next Tuesday.
Yeah, but are you going to go for Christmas as well?
Yeah, I think I will, probably.
Because okay. Spence isn't going next week, but he's going to go for Christmas.
Probably go for Christmas.
I think that you...
Oh, my gosh.
That you guys...
Meet up at Gary's.
Yes. Spence can be your muscle.
Sounds good. We'll throw down at Gary's.
What's Gary's?
You know what? Because I'm older than her, I don't know about this Gary's, but if there's a pub, we'll find it.
It is. Yep.
Camila, what's Gary's?
Gary's is a pub. It's the most divey dive bar ever.
And you don't know about this place?
Is that downtown Grass Valley?
Yep, Gary's
okay.
Place.
I know where it is. I know where it is.
I have a shirt from there, too.
We're getting a drink. We're getting a drink this holiday.
A shirt from there, too. Awesome. Only because Billy has waited so long. Camila's so great. Billy, what did you loan out that you never got back?
My husband and I had just gotten married, and we were going to San Francisco for a honeymoon. So our neighbors, we had to live next door to for about 15 years, I said, hey, you guys go have a good time. We'll keep the dog. We have a teacup chihuahua. His name is Sir Elton. And they said, we'll keep him. Don't worry about it. Everything will be fine. We go on our honeymoon. We call him like every other day. They're like, oh, he's doing great. He's doing great. How, you know, the whole nine yards. We come back. They've moved. The dog is gone. They are MIA, changed numbers, can't find them, and it's been about 7 months now.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. What? Yeah, that happened.
That happened.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, thank you.
I know somebody where they almost had to go to court because somebody tried to keep the dog, and they said, yeah, prove it's not yours.
You can't.
Or, exactly. Prove it's yours, and you can't.
Unless you've got something from the vet. Yeah.
We have papers on them, so we own them. He's chipped and everything. We own them.
That's the whole thing, is you know they haven't sold them anywhere. They've kept the dog, or else he would have gone through the process of the chip being rung in by a different vet or something like that.
Exactly.
Like, this isn't your dog.
This is a total shot. This is a total shot in the dark. But since Spence just talked to somebody from Nevada City, I mean, Billy, are you a concierge in town?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you might be a guy. There was somebody that used to be hardcore P1. They used to call the show all the time.
I remember that guy.
Remember him?
Yeah.
Yep. I could have swore it wasn't it. Oh, well, he was Bobby.
Bobby.
That was Bobby.
Yeah.
Was
haven't
Bobby
heard
the
from
concierge.
Him.
And he just drifted out of our lives.
Yep.
Never to be heard from again. And I thought
maybe he's the guy that took the dog.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.